Sam the Sub joins us every Saturday morning. Sam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, morning, Sam.
Thank you for your kind words. We are breaking more and more football stories every edition, and it's no different this week. Carolyn Sheehan has an explosive piece on Greg Carpenter being involved in handicapping this season's AFL, in particular. He handicapped the Swans 6 games at the start of the season. Handicapper got it right is the story there. And also, we're getting on the front foot, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
In this week's edition, we're disclosing all the salary details of our outside football staff.
That could set an example for a lot of people.
Well, they're not going to be necessarily correct, Ian, but we will be disclosing them.
You weren't asked to do that as part of some deal in Canberra, were you?
There's not too much I can divulge at this stage that I haven't already divulged.
Mm. Okay.
Many years ago at the Phoenix, Ian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, if only those walls could talk.
If they could, oh, what a story they would tell.
Are you sending anybody to Ballarat for the big game, Sam?
No, I don't dislike anyone that much. On a day like today, sending someone up to Ballarat, I don't have a cadet low enough.
I was
to be an F with a margin to go up to Ballarat today.
I was
cruel
once
and unusual punishment. Yes, Ian.
I was once sent out to the old Cryo Oval to do the greyhounds on a cold winter's night where people stood around those braziers, you know?
Yes.
Oh, froze to death out there. It was terrible.
It's just the way you tell it. little sport this week.
Oh, yes.
Little sport's got a job in the pit crew at the Grand Prix.
Oh, fantastic.
He loses valuable time looking for the spare tyre in the boot. I saw this week the winner of the outside football, we're on the outside looking in, stubby holder, is Dave Duval. He saw a recently de-appointed AFL coach at Annerley Road, Woolloongabba.
Right.
Which
right.
is the location of the Centrelink up there.
Oh.
And you know what we say about outside football?
What do we say?
I'm asking you.
You're on the outside looking in.
And how much does it cost?
It's at pre-Demetrio prices.
Thank you, Ian.
Sam, just before you go, it's a big day for the Collingwood Football Club today.
Sons of guns.
That's right. We've got, I'm glad you reminded me, we've gone beyond just a middle page spread. We've got a wraparound today, centering around Moore and Brown, Dacos.
Yeah.
We've got every junior game those three young gentlemen played, all the stats, and Chloe Quayle has come up with a startling revelation. They're all related to former AFL players and VFL players.
Oh, that's a scoop.
You read it here first, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's one of those. It's a souvenir edition, really. No, it's one you want to keep. Sam, look, thanks so much. I know.
Will I be talking to you next week?
All right.
If you want to.
You can't help bad luck.
Thanks very much, Sam. All the best.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sam, the sub there down at outside football. Look, that is this week's issue is one to have the Dacos, Brown and Moore.
Dake's playing out at Preston RSL. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
it's a great thing that Collingwood are doing today. It's a sensation, and it's at the MCG.
Yes,
yeah, and they're playing the Cats.
And are they playing at 2:10 as well?
Yes, it's starting at 2:10 on a Saturday afternoon.
The AFL have got it wrong. There's something wrong there.
Well, Geelong and Richmond last week was 2:10.
Yeah,
someone's. I think with all the personnel changes they've had down there at the AFL, a few things have slipped through. there's a person who's meant to stamp that out.
That's right.
I think they said, look, while we're in a state of flux, just go back to how we used to be for a minute.
just so we can get the HR sorted out. Okay, look, we've got to move on. Torch, there's a very full board of calls already.
Right,
we are at the very, very pointy end of the season.
We
realise that both for Adelaide and Sydney, they've only got one game to go now.
Yes.
It's all... We're,
yep.
We're in. What would you call it in racing parlance, Torch? Where are we? Are we at Chiquita Lodge?
Oh, I think we're just coming to the 600-metre mark near the top of the straight.
Near the clock tower?
No, they turn into the straight. Okay. Yes. Clock tower comes a couple of weeks later.
That's where we are with the footy season. There's a lot of people who want to talk footy, and they're all on the line. Let's get through as many of them as we can. Could have been footy talk back. First caller, go ahead, please. You're talking to Torch.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Do you have time to take my call?
Yes, we do. Who's calling, please?
It's Pearl here. I'm on the peninsula. I'll wait here until they say, hello, Pearl, you're on, will I?
No, you won't have to. You can go straight ahead now, Pearl.
You can start talking. Oh, very good.
Now, have you got a question for us?
Pearl, dear?
Yes, Pearl. Have you got a question for us, Pearl?
Well, no, I don't. I didn't realise you had to have a question.
Well... what would you like to say?
Well, you jogged my memory before when you were talking about mock chicken.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I used to make mock chicken sandwich.
Oh, really?
For Oslo lunches. I preferred to call it savoury cheese.
Oh, right. Okay.
We'd make it with a block. Well, I can't mention Kraft.
No, you can't.
Because you can't mention brand names.
No, not on the ABC.
There was no chicken involved, and that's where mock chicken comes about, you see. Mm, there was
really?
No chicken yes. whatsoever. I'd take a large ripe tomato and a small onion. Now, I needed to finely chop that, and with the tomato, well, these days you can buy cans of tomato already peeled, but I like to peel my own, and I don't know who's been peeling those tomatoes and canning them. No. They might not be savoury.
Yes, okay.
And I would take 125 grams of Kraft cheddar cheese. Now, that would be grated, but not on the fine grate. You would have to put that on the coarse grate.
Okay, look, Pearl, we have to move it along a little bit. Perhaps we can put the recipe up on our website.
Well, it's a different approach. I always thought mock chicken was rabbit. But there's different approaches to these things. We'll go to the next caller. You're talking to Torch here on Could Have Been's Footy Talk Back. Hello.
Hello.
This is Guru Bob.
Guru Bob.
I heard you talking about the Boutique Stadium.
We had people who were called in and gave us some good ideas about...
Did you know, Torchy,
yes?
That when Caesar came down to see the construction of the Colosseum,
yes,
he said to the chief engineer, I want a WC stadium,
right,
world class,
yes,
and we want somewhere where quality sides will want to come and compete.
Really?
That's what he said.
Really?
And now I got to tell you, I got to go because...
Yeah, no, well, I just wanted to know what was been going on this week.
Well, they found out I was born in New Zealand.
Oh, right.
So there's been a bit of trouble there.
Okay.
And I've been up to Clematis.
Yes.
And I got one for you.
Right. What a rumour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a new law, or an old law. If a member of parliament barracks for two football sides... They can be chucked out of Parliament.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Any names? Anyone we know?
Can't say. Got to go. STD
okay.
rates.
Okay. All right.
I'm not really sure what to make of that. Look, let's go to the next caller. Yeah, with the Could Have Been champions, it's Could Have Been's footy talk back. Go ahead, please. Hello.
Hello.
Now, that mixture will set upon cooling, and if you've boiled it, it will curdle.
Okay.
Now, Pearl, perhaps we'll pass you back to our
producer, and you can and give him the recipe, and we can put it up on our website.
We'd love to.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, next caller here. It's Could Have Been's talk back. You're talking to Torch.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Torch.
Oh, who's calling, please?
It's Barry here.
Barry, and calling from?
Calling from the Barossa Valley.
Actually,
we're not in the Barossa Valley this morning.
No?
Oh, no. Kim and I went to watch the Ravens last night, so we're staying at my house in town in Rose Park.
Oh, really? Yes. And what did you think of the big game last
night? Oh, it had such drama.
Yes.
Right down to the final curtain.
Yes.
It ended rather tragically, though.
Because Adelaide
I
lost.
Think the writer needs to... Have a look at the script of that and have the Ravens on top at the final curtain.
Yes, maybe.
It was an anti-climax. We don't like that in the theatre.
Oh.
As simple as that.
Yes. And anything else in the offing, Barrett?
No. Just thought I'd pass it on to the writer.
Okay, yes. Well, we'll see.
The Ravens must be in front
for the
acclamation of the crowd that's there.
Okay, fine.
They don't want to shuffle out of the theatre despondent.
Well, perhaps they'll get another opportunity in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, we'll be there.
Right. Hey, Barry.
Well, with a new version. Okay.
We're getting all sorts of suggestions here that the footy's scripted, that the footy's handicapped. It's a bit far-fetched, don't you think,
so.
Torch? Look, we'll go to the next caller. It's could have been Footy Talk back. You're talking to Torch. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Torch.
Oh, who's this?
It's Christoph here, Torch.
And where are you calling from, Christoph?
Well, actually, against my better judgment, I'm normally from Claremont in Western Australia,
yes,
but
right.
Against my better judgment, I've flown over to the eastern states. We're going to watch the Eagles play against the GWS, whoever they are.
That's right. So you're in Sydney at the moment, Christoph?
Well, actually, I've flown to Canberra where my good, warm personal friend Matthias Gorman has picked me up from the airport.
Right.
And we're going to drive down the highway.
Right.
Okay. Dennis, my other good friend Dennis Jensen has travelled with me.
Okay.
We grew up together in South Africa. So
all right, okay.
We know each other very well.
And is Dennis and Matthias, are they both Eagle supporters?
Of course they are.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You're not a true Western Australian. You get barracked. Don't barrack for the Eagles.
Oh, really?
What all about those pretenders in the purple and white, you can't trust them.
Fair enough.
So we've got to contend with all those wise men of the East.
Yes. Well, you'll probably find it very interesting going to this GWS Oval that you're going to.
I plan to forget everything about it as soon as we walk out again.
Okay, all right. I think we might leave it there.
Still, good to see the Eagles supporters making the trip over to...
It's a big journey.
Well, it's out at the old Olympic Stadium. It's the Homebush thing, isn't it?
It's in that vicinity, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Eagles and whoever they
are. It's called...
Next caller, stadium. You're talking to Torch. Hello.
Hello.
And that's why they coined the phrase, cut my lunch.
We'll go to the next caller. You're talking to Torch on Could Have Been Footy Talk Back. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, Torch.
Oh, Danny. Is that you, Danny?
Yes.
Calling from?
My reputation precedes me.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm in Drew Street in Footscray.
You're not making the trip up to Ballarat, Danny?
Oh, well, the bus timetable didn't really work out for us.
Okay.
I think I just wanted to say, there's two things I wanted to say.
Go ahead then, say them.
We've never won at Ballarat,
right.
So I can see that trend continuing, and it really shows. It's a good example of the character of the club that our captain just hangs up the boots and walks away.
All right. Okay.